Testicular prosthesis surgery is one of the most effective solutions for men who want to restore the natural appearance of the scrotum after losing a testicle. Many patients come to us with the same concern. Will the implant look natural? Is the procedure safe? And what kind of result can they realistically expect after recovery? In fact, we've seen that the impact is not only physical. For many men, losing a testicle raises deeper questions about body image, confidence, and overall comfort with their appearance. Testicle loss can happen for different reasons, including testicular cancer, injury, torsion, or conditions present since childhood, such as an undescended testicle. In these situations, a testicular implant can be placed inside the scrotum to restore a balanced and natural look. From our clinical experience, the main goal of a testicular prosthesis is cosmetic rather than medical. The implant does not replace the biological function of the testicle, but it plays an important role in restoring the natural shape of the scrotum and improving how patients feel about their body. In this guide, we explain what a testicular prosthesis is, why patients choose it, how the surgery is performed, and what you can realistically expect during recovery. Medical reasons for testicular loss: changes patients notice after testicle loss. Psychological impact of testicle loss: who is a candidate for testicular prosthesis. Design and appearance of testicular prosthesis implants: natural versus prosthesis. Benefits of testicular prosthesis surgery: preparation before prosthesis surgery. Surgical techniques: anesthesia and hospital stay. Recovery and post-operative care: expectations after testicular prosthesis surgery. Longevity of the testicular prosthesis: potential risks and complications. How surgeons choose the right prosthesis size. Companies manufacturing testicular prostheses. Cost of testicular prosthesis surgery in Turkey. Common myths about testicular prosthesis. Is testicular prosthesis surgery safe? Summary table of contents: medical reasons for testicular loss, changes patients notice after testicle loss, psychological impact of testicle loss, who is a candidate for testicular prosthesis, design and appearance of testicular prosthesis implants, natural versus prosthesis, benefits of testicular prosthesis surgery, preparation before prosthesis surgery, surgical techniques, anesthesia and hospital stay, recovery and post-operative care, expectations after testicular prosthesis surgery, longevity of the testicular prosthesis, potential risks and complications. How surgeons choose the right prosthesis size. Companies manufacturing testicular prostheses. Cost of testicular prosthesis surgery in Turkey. Common myths about testicular prosthesis. Is testicular prosthesis surgery safe? Summary key points: a testicular prosthesis is a medical implant placed inside the scrotum after the loss of a testicle. The implant is designed to restore the natural appearance and balance of the scrotum. Testicle loss can occur due to cancer, injury, torsion, or congenital conditions. The implant is used for cosmetic and psychological benefits, not for hormone or sperm production. The procedure is usually short, safe, and performed by urologic surgeons. Most patients return to normal daily activities within a short recovery period. Medical reasons for testicular loss. Testicle loss can happen for several medical reasons. Understanding the cause is important because it helps patients better understand their condition and whether a testicular prosthesis may be an appropriate option. In urology practice, the most common reasons for losing a testicle are related to diseases, injuries, or conditions that damage the testicular tissue. When the testicle cannot be saved or safely treated, doctors may recommend surgical removal. The most common medical causes include testicular cancer. Testicular cancer is one of the most frequent medical reasons for removing a testicle. In these cases, surgeons perform a procedure called orchiectomy, where the affected testicle is removed to prevent the spread of cancer. After successful treatment and recovery, some patients choose to have a testicular implant placed in order to restore the natural appearance of the scrotum. Testicular torsion. Testicular torsion is a medical emergency where the spermatic cord twists and blocks the blood supply to the testicle. If treatment is delayed for several hours, the lack of blood flow can permanently damage the testicle. In such cases, the surgeon may need to remove the affected testicle. Severe testicular injury. Direct trauma to the testicle can sometimes cause severe damage that cannot be repaired surgically. This may happen in serious accidents or strong sports injuries. When the testicular tissue is badly damaged, surgical removal may be necessary to prevent further complications. War-related injuries or explosions. In some cases, men may lose a testicle due to severe injuries caused by explosions, shrapnel, or other traumatic events during military conflicts. After recovery, some patients choose a testicular prosthesis for cosmetic reasons to restore the normal appearance of the scrotum. Undescended testicle. Some men are born with a testicle that never moved down into the scrotum during childhood. In certain cases, the testicle may remain very small or non-functional. If the testicle needs to be removed later in life, a testicular prosthesis may be used to restore the natural shape of the scrotum. Changes patients notice after testicle loss. After losing a testicle, some patients begin to notice small physical changes in the scrotum. These changes are usually not medically dangerous, but they can make some men feel uncomfortable with the appearance of their body. One of the most common things patients notice is a visible empty space inside the scrotum on the side where the testicle was removed. This may make the scrotum look slightly uneven compared to before the surgery. Some patients also notice that the balance of the scrotum changes, especially when only one testicle remains. In certain cases, the remaining testicle may move more freely inside the scrotum because there is more space. For many men, these changes are not a major concern. However, others may feel that the change in appearance affects their confidence or how they feel about their body. Because of this, some patients choose a testicular prosthesis to restore a more natural appearance and bring back the visual balance of the scrotum. Psychological impact of testicle loss. For many men, losing a testicle is not only a physical change but also an emotional experience. The testicles are often associated with masculinity and body image, so some patients may feel uncomfortable or less confident after losing one. In some cases, men may notice that they become more aware of the change in the appearance of the scrotum. This can lead to feelings of embarrassment or self-consciousness, especially in situations involving intimacy or when looking at their body. However, reactions vary from person to person. Some men adapt quickly and feel comfortable without needing any additional treatment. Others may take more time to adjust to the change. From clinical experience, we often see that some patients choose a testicular prosthesis because it helps restore the natural appearance of the scrotum. For these patients, the benefit is not only cosmetic but also psychological, as it can improve body confidence. It is also important for patients to know that losing one testicle usually does not affect sexual performance or fertility, as long as the remaining testicle is healthy. Many men continue to live completely normal lives after orchiectomy. Ultimately, the decision to place a testicular implant is a personal one and depends on how the patient feels about their body and appearance. In some cases, we've seen that this change affects confidence more than patients initially expect. Who is a candidate? A testicular prosthesis is not medically required in most cases. It is an optional procedure for patients who would like to restore the natural appearance of the scrotum after losing a testicle. In general, the procedure may be considered for men who have lost one or both testicles due to medical conditions such as cancer, injury, torsion, or problems that occurred earlier in life. A typical candidate for a testicular implant is someone who has lost one or both testicles, would like to restore a more natural appearance of the scrotum, does not have an active infection in the scrotal area, is in good general health and able to undergo a minor surgical procedure. In some situations, the prosthesis can be placed during the same surgery when the testicle is removed, especially if the procedure is planned in advance. In other cases, doctors may recommend waiting until the patient has fully recovered from the initial surgery before placing the implant. It is important for patients to understand that this procedure is completely optional. Some men feel comfortable without any replacement, while others prefer a testicular prosthesis because it helps restore a more natural appearance and balance to the scrotum. Design and appearance. A testicular prosthesis is designed to look and feel as close as possible to a natural testicle. The goal is to restore a natural appearance inside the scrotum without causing discomfort during daily activities. Most testicular implants are made from medical-grade silicone or other biocompatible materials that are safe to remain inside the body for many years. These materials are widely used in different types of medical implants because they are durable and well-tolerated by the body. In terms of shape, the prosthesis is usually oval and slightly firm, similar to a natural testicle. Manufacturers typically provide several sizes so that the surgeon can choose the size that most closely matches the remaining testicle. Choosing the correct size is important because it helps create a balanced and natural look inside the scrotum. After the implant is placed, it sits naturally inside the scrotum and moves slightly with normal body movement. In most cases, it is difficult to notice the difference between the implant and a natural testicle from the outside. It is important for patients to understand that a testicular prosthesis is purely cosmetic. It restores the appearance of the scrotum but does not produce hormones or sperm like a natural testicle. Natural versus prosthesis. Before considering a testicular prosthesis, it is important for patients to understand the difference between a natural testicle and an artificial implant. A natural testicle has two main biological functions. The first is producing sperm, which are necessary for fertility and reproduction. The second is producing the hormone testosterone, which plays an important role in sexual desire, muscle development, energy levels, and many other functions in the male body. A testicular prosthesis, on the other hand, does not perform these biological functions. It is a cosmetic implant designed only to restore the natural appearance of the scrotum after the loss of a testicle. If a man has lost only one testicle, the remaining testicle is usually able to produce enough testosterone and sperm to maintain normal hormonal balance and fertility. However, in cases where both testicles are removed, the patient may need testosterone replacement therapy to maintain normal hormone levels in the body. In these situations, the testicular prosthesis still serves only a cosmetic purpose, helping restore the natural shape of the scrotum without affecting hormone production or fertility. Benefits of testicular prosthesis surgery. Testicular prosthesis surgery offers several advantages for patients who want to restore a more natural appearance and feel after testicle loss. The main benefits are summarized below. Swipe to see full table benefit explanation. Improved body confidence. Many patients report feeling more comfortable with their body after restoring the natural appearance of the scrotum. Restores scrotal balance. The implant helps create a more symmetrical and natural look, especially when one testicle is missing. No impact on daily life. Once recovery is complete, the implant does not interfere with normal activities or sexual life. Psychological comfort. Many patients report feeling less self-conscious and more confident in intimate situations. In our clinical experience, most patients are satisfied with the results, especially when expectations are discussed clearly before surgery. In fact, the psychological benefit is often just as important as the physical outcome. Preparation before prosthesis surgery. Before performing testicular prosthesis surgery, the doctor will evaluate the patient's overall health to make sure the procedure can be done safely. In most cases, the preparation is simple and does not require complicated tests. The first step is usually a physical examination of the scrotum to ensure there are no active infections or skin problems that could affect the surgery. The doctor will also assess the size of the scrotum and discuss the most appropriate implant size. In some cases, basic blood tests or routine medical checks may be requested, especially if the patient has medical conditions such as diabetes or heart disease. Another important part of the preparation is choosing the correct size of the prosthesis. The goal is to select an implant that closely matches the size of the remaining testicle, helping achieve a natural and balanced appearance. Before the surgery, patients are usually asked to avoid eating or drinking for several hours, depending on the type of anesthesia that will be used. The doctor may also recommend stopping certain medications that can increase the risk of bleeding. Overall, preparation for testicular implant surgery is usually straightforward, and the procedure can often be scheduled after a simple medical evaluation. Surgical techniques. Testicular prosthesis surgery is considered a relatively simple procedure in urology. The goal of the operation is to place the artificial testicle inside the scrotum in a way that allows it to sit naturally and comfortably. The procedure usually begins with a small surgical incision either in the scrotum or in the groin area, depending on the surgeon's preferred technique and the patient's condition. After making the incision, the surgeon carefully creates a small pocket inside the scrotum where the prosthesis will be placed. This space allows the implant to sit naturally and move slightly like a normal testicle. Once the prosthesis is positioned correctly, the surgeon ensures that it is stable and properly aligned inside the scrotum. In some cases, the implant may be lightly secured to help maintain its position. Finally, the incision is closed using fine surgical sutures, and the area is carefully cleaned and dressed. Over time, the small scar usually becomes less visible. The procedure itself typically takes less than an hour, and many patients are able to leave the hospital the same day after a short recovery period. In our clinical experience, most patients recover quickly and return to daily activities within a few days. Anesthesia and a hospital stay. Testicular prosthesis surgery is usually performed under general anesthesia or spinal anesthesia, depending on the patient's health condition and the recommendation of the anesthesiologist. In many cases, general anesthesia is preferred because it allows the patient to sleep comfortably during the procedure. The surgery itself is relatively short and typically takes about 30 to 60 minutes. After the procedure, the patient usually stays in the hospital for a short period so the medical team can monitor recovery and make sure there is no bleeding or unusual pain. In many cases, patients are able to leave the hospital on the same day after the surgery. However, if the procedure was performed together with another operation, such as testicle removal, the doctor may recommend staying one night in the hospital for observation. Overall, testicular prosthesis surgery usually does not require a long hospital stay, and most patients can return to their accommodation within a few hours after the procedure. Recovery and postoperative care. Recovery after testicular prosthesis surgery is usually simple and relatively quick. During the first few days, patients may experience mild pain, swelling, or sensitivity in the scrotal area. These symptoms are normal and usually improve gradually within several days. Doctors typically recommend rest during the first few days after surgery and avoiding heavy physical activity. Wearing supportive underwear can also help reduce movement in the scrotum and make the healing process more comfortable. It is also important to keep the surgical area clean and dry and follow the doctor's instructions for wound care. In some cases, pain medication or a short course of antibiotics may be prescribed to reduce discomfort and prevent infection. Most patients can return to light daily activities within a few days, but strenuous exercise, heavy lifting, or intense physical activity should usually be avoided for several weeks until healing is complete. Regarding sexual activity, doctors generally recommend waiting a few weeks before resuming sexual intercourse, allowing the tissues enough time to heal properly. Overall, most patients recover well after the procedure, and the implant gradually settles into a natural position inside the scrotum during the first few weeks. Mini tip: wearing supportive underwear during the first week after surgery can help reduce swelling and improve comfort. Expectations after the surgery. After the recovery period, most patients notice that the testicular prosthesis sits naturally inside the scrotum. With time, the implant usually settles into position and becomes part of the natural movement of the scrotum. From the outside, the difference between the prosthesis and a natural testicle is often not noticeable, especially when the size of the implant has been carefully chosen to match the other testicle. As the body adjusts to the implant, most patients are able to return to their normal daily life without any limitations related to the prosthesis. It is important to remember that the prosthesis is designed to restore the appearance of the scrotum, but it does not replace the biological function of the testicle, such as hormone production or sperm production. For many patients, the main benefit after surgery is feeling more comfortable with the appearance of their body, especially in situations where the change in the scrotum had previously caused discomfort or concern. Longevity of the testicular prosthesis. A testicular prosthesis is designed to remain inside the body for many years. The materials used in these implants are medical grade and well tolerated by the body, which allows them to stay in place for a long time without problems. In most cases, the prosthesis does not need to be replaced. If there are no complications, the implant can remain in the scrotum for the rest of the patient's life. Over time, the body usually adapts to the presence of the implant, and it becomes part of the natural structure of the scrotum. Most patients no longer notice the implant in daily life once the recovery period is complete. In rare situations, a medical evaluation may be needed if complications occur, such as infection or movement of the implant from its original position. In such cases, the surgeon may adjust the implant or replace it if necessary. Overall, a testicular prosthesis is considered a long-term cosmetic solution for restoring the natural appearance of the scrotum after the loss of a testicle. Potential risks and complications. Although testicular prosthesis surgery is considered safe, like any procedure, it carries some potential risks. The most relevant ones are summarized below. Swipe to see full table risk description. Infection rare but possible. usually prevented with proper sterile techniques and antibiotics. Swelling common in the first few days after surgery and usually improves gradually. Implant movement in rare cases, the prosthesis may shift and require minor repositioning. Pain or sensitivity, mild discomfort may occur early after surgery and typically resolves within a short time. In our clinical experience, these complications are uncommon when the procedure is performed under proper sterile conditions and patients follow post-operative instructions carefully. Most of these issues, if they occur, are manageable and can be treated effectively when identified early. How surgeons choose the right prosthesis size. Choosing the correct testicular prosthesis size is an important step to achieve a natural result after surgery. The goal is to match the implant as closely as possible to the size of the remaining testicle so that the scrotum looks balanced. Before the procedure, the surgeon examines the scrotum and evaluates the size of the natural testicle on the other side. Based on this assessment, the surgeon selects an implant size that will provide the most natural appearance. Manufacturers usually provide several implant sizes, which allows the surgeon to choose the one that best fits the patient's anatomy. In cases where both testicles are absent, the surgeon will choose a size that matches the shape and size of the scrotum to create a natural look without making the implant appear too large or too small. During the surgery, the surgeon can also verify that the selected prosthesis fits well inside the scrotum before placing it permanently. The final goal is to ensure that the scrotum looks natural and balanced, while also making sure the implant feels comfortable for the patient. Mini tip. Choosing the correct implant size is one of the most important factors in achieving a natural and balanced appearance after surgery. Companies manufacturing testicular prostheses. Several medical device companies produce testicular prostheses designed to closely resemble the shape, weight, and feel of a natural testicle. These implants are usually made from medical-grade silicone or other biocompatible materials, allowing them to remain safely inside the body for many years. Some of the well-known manufacturers include Coloplast. Coloplast is an international medical company based in Denmark and the United States. It produces the Tarosa testicular prosthesis, which is widely used and is currently the only testicular implant approved by the FDA in the United States. Download brochure, PDF, Rigicon. Rigicon is a medical device company specialized in urological implants. The company produces the Testi-10 testicular prosthesis, which is designed to mimic the natural shape, weight, and feel of a human testicle. Rigicon currently offers two main versions of the Testi-10 implant. The first type is the Testi-10 saline pre-filled testicular prosthesis. This implant is filled with sterile saline solution and comes pre-filled, which simplifies the surgical procedure and allows the prosthesis to have a softer and more natural texture once placed inside the scrotum. The second type is the Testi-10 firm testicular prosthesis, which is made from high-quality medical-grade silicone. This version has a slightly firmer structure and is designed to provide a stable shape while still maintaining a natural appearance inside the scrotum. The key differences between these two types are summarized below. Swipe to see full table type material, structure. Key advantage: best for Testi-10 saline pre-filled testicular prosthesis, pre-filled with sterile saline, softer, more natural feel with easier placement. Patients looking for a softer, more natural feel Testi-10 firm testicular prosthesis, solid medical grade silicone, slightly firmer structure with stable shape. Patients who prefer a more structured and consistent feel. Download brochure, PDF. Both versions of the Testi-10 prosthesis are available in 5 different sizes, XS, S, M, L, XL. This allows the surgeon to select the most appropriate implant size based on the patient's anatomy and the size of the remaining testicle, helping achieve a balanced and natural appearance of the scrotum. Polytech Health and Aesthetics. Polytech is a German medical manufacturer that produces silicone implants used in several reconstructive procedures, including testicular prostheses designed to provide a natural appearance inside the scrotum. Primedin. Primedin is an international medical company that produces the N and S testicular prosthesis, made from specialized silicone materials that closely simulate the feel of a natural testicle and have been used in reconstructive surgery for many years. In general, modern testicular prostheses are made from safe medical silicone materials that are well tolerated by the body. Surgeons select the appropriate implant size during the procedure to achieve a natural and balanced appearance in the scrotum. Download brochure, PDF, cost of testicular prosthesis surgery in Turkey. The cost of testicular prosthesis surgery in Turkey can vary depending on several factors, such as the type of implant used, the hospital where the procedure is performed, and the experience of the surgical team. In general, the procedure is more affordable in Turkey compared to many European countries or the United States, while still offering modern hospitals and experienced urologic surgeons. The total cost of the surgery usually includes several elements, such as surgeon and surgical team fees, the cost of the testicular implant itself, anesthesia, operating room and hospital services, short hospital stay if required, medications and post-operative care. The final price may vary from one patient to another depending on the medical situation and the type of prosthesis selected. For this reason, it is usually recommended to evaluate the patient individually before providing an exact quotation. For international patients traveling to Turkey, many clinics also offer patient coordination services, which may include help with appointment scheduling, accommodation arrangements, and follow-up support after the procedure. Common myths about testicular prosthesis. Some patients hesitate about testicular prosthesis surgery because of common misconceptions they read online. One common myth is that the implant can affect sexual performance. In reality, a testicular prosthesis does not interfere with erections or sexual function. Another misconception is that the implant may feel unnatural. Modern testicular implants are designed to closely mimic the shape and firmness of a natural testicle, and most patients adapt to them quickly after recovery. Understanding the facts can help patients make informed decisions about whether a testicular implant is the right option for them. Is testicular prosthesis surgery safe? In general, testicular prosthesis surgery is considered a safe procedure when it is performed by an experienced urologic surgeon in a properly equipped medical center. The operation itself is relatively simple and usually takes less than an hour. Most patients recover without major complications and are able to return to their normal daily routine within a short period of time. Modern testicular implants are made from medical-grade materials that are well tolerated by the body, which reduces the risk of rejection or long-term problems. As with any surgery, there are some potential risks such as infection, swelling, or movement of the implant. However, these complications are uncommon and can usually be managed if they occur. Overall, when the procedure is performed under proper medical conditions and the patient follows the post-operative instructions carefully, testicular prosthesis surgery has a high safety profile and good patient satisfaction. Frequently asked questions: can a testicular prosthesis be placed on one or both sides? Yes, a testicular prosthesis can be placed on one side if a patient has lost only one testicle. If both testicles are missing, two prostheses can also be placed to restore a balanced appearance of the scrotum. Does a testicular implant affect testosterone levels? No. A. Testicular implant does not produce hormones. If a patient still has one healthy testicle, it is usually able to produce enough testosterone to maintain normal hormone levels. Can children receive a testicular prosthesis? In some cases, testicular implants may be used in children, particularly when a testicle is absent due to congenital conditions or injury. However, many doctors prefer to wait until the body has developed further so the most appropriate implant size can be selected. Will the prosthesis feel natural inside the scrotum? Testicular prostheses are designed to closely mimic the shape and firmness of a natural testicle. After the recovery period, most patients report that the implant feels natural inside the scrotum. Can the prosthesis move inside the scrotum? Once the implant has settled into position, it usually remains stable while still allowing slight natural movement, similar to a normal testicle. In rare cases, the prosthesis may shift and require medical evaluation. When should a doctor be contacted after surgery? Patients should contact their doctor if they experience severe swelling, increasing pain, fever, redness around the surgical area, or discharge from the wound, as these symptoms may indicate infection. When can normal activities and sexual life resume? Most patients can return to light daily activities within a few days after surgery. However, intense physical activity and sexual intercourse are usually postponed for several weeks until healing is complete. Summary. Losing a testicle can happen for different medical reasons, but today, restoring a natural and balanced appearance is a straightforward and reliable option with testicular prosthesis surgery. For many men, the change is not only physical. In fact, we've seen that regaining a natural look often brings back a sense of comfort, confidence, and normality in daily life. If you are considering this procedure, the most important step is a proper evaluation. Each case is different, and choosing the right implant type and size plays a key role in achieving a natural result. At our clinic, we guide patients step by step through the entire process, from the initial assessment to recovery, focusing on realistic expectations and long-term comfort. If you would like a personalized evaluation or have specific questions about your case, you can contact our team directly. We will help you understand your options clearly and decide whether this procedure is the right choice for you. Was this helpful? Yes, no, submit, cancel. Thanks for your feedback.